the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. I hope Allah gives me tawfiq to be able to do justice with this important issue, the issue of characteristics of community of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And inshallah, with your du'as and with your inshallah contribution by comments and questions, whatever comes to your mind, inshallah we can as a community get involved and engaged with this important topic. Inshallah, we will try to address every night one important aspect of community, and tonight I'm going to prepare the ground, inshallah, for the coming lectures. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He has sent for mankind many, many prophets. Why? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that people establish justice, social justice, equity. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, not لِيُقِيمُ الْقِسْطِ. They didn't come to establish social justice. They came to teach people and help people so that people get ready for establishing social justice. If you read the lives of the messengers in the Quran, you find that the Prophet Ibrahim, Nabiyyina wa Ali wa Salam, had a very important role. He is one of the very special people, one of the five most outstanding messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the father of Tawheed, the one that today Jews, Christians, Muslims all belong. So if today there is a group of people which are actually more than half population of the world who believe in God in a monotheistic way, this is all partly because of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. I'm saying partly because, of course, many other prophets contributed, but we are all in debt to Prophet Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alihi salam. Now imagine how farsighted was Ibrahim when he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of making Kaaba. Please listen carefully to the dua of Ibrahim and Ismail. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَائِيلِ. In my understanding, this was not only building of Kaaba, this is indeed building of a community. I will explain how this is a beginning for establishing a community which starts from Mecca but should go all over the world. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. Remember the time that Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundations of Kaaba. As you know, Kaaba was built before. But Kaaba was destroyed. So Allah asked Ibrahim and Ismail to restore Kaaba so that people can go there and worship without difficulty.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He said, Oh Allah, please accept this from us. Ibrahim and Ismail pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this is their humbleness. They were building the house of Allah according to the command of Allah, and still they are not sure whether this is going to be acceptable or not. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Oh Allah, please make us submissive to you. It means that we don't think that we are submissive enough. They prayed, please make us Muslim. Please make us submissive to you. But is it enough to have few individuals who are submissive to Allah? No. Is it enough to have good individuals? No. We need to have good individuals and also a good community. We need to have, inshallah I will explain, rational individuals and rational community. We need to have balanced individuals and balanced community. We need to have peaceful individuals and peaceful community. There are many, many qualities that inshallah we'll talk, that we need to achieve them in two levels, as individuals and as community. Sometimes we have good individuals, but the community doesn't show those qualities. It is very wrong, but unfortunately this has been a common mistake, to think that if you have good individuals, you would definitely have good community. Is it wrong? They don't come automatically with each other. You can have a school with 1,000 Muslim students, with, I don't know, 20, 30 Muslim teachers, but maybe that school is not an Islamic school. You cannot say, because all the students and teachers are Muslim, so this is Islamic school. There can be an Islamic school with all teachers and students who are Muslims. You can have Islamic hospital, you can have an Islamic hospital, even if all are Muslims. You can have a town with Muslim inhabitants, which is the town of Kufr. Don't be, you know, deceived when you see everywhere is a sign of Islam or names of Muslims, you know. There can be an un-Islamic town with all Muslim inhabitants. There can be mosque which is not Islamic. There can be house which is not Islamic. It's not just a matter of individuals. It's a matter of individuals plus the relation between these individuals. Is this relation based on taqwa? Is this relation based on those qualities that Allah wants from a Muslim community or not?
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.